We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, a University of Chicago police officer was involved in a shooting in the Hyde Park neighborhood. WBBM's Jim Goodis has been tracking the story. He joins us live on the Newsline with the very latest.
Lisa, a statement from the university says the officer was driving on patrol when he saw a man with a handgun near the corner of 53rd and Woodlawn. When the officer stopped to investigate, a university spokesman says the man fired shots, which is when the officer shot the man. Larry Langford is a spokesman for the Chicago Fire Department.
Chicago Fire Department received a call through OEMC of a person shot near Woodlawn and Hyde Park Boulevard. Ambulance got on the scene and found a man who suffered multiple gunshot wounds.
Langford says the man was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center. The officer, who was not injured, has been placed on administrative leave as the university and Chicago police investigate the incident. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
COVID-19 update for Illinois. State health officials reporting over 20,000 new COVID cases today, with 26 deaths tied to the virus. There were over 31,000 new cases on Saturday statewide, 21,000 on Sunday. The state's seven-day test positivity rate now at 15.4%.
The first of three mass COVID-19 vaccination clinics are reopening today in Forest Park. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. The Forest Park location is at Forest Park Plaza on West Roosevelt. Cook County Health COVID-19 vaccination coordinator Dr. Greg Hune says it's important to not only be vaccinated, but to get a booster shot to fight the latest variant.
Omicron has the power to still infect most of those people without the boosters. When you get the booster, that gives you the enhanced immunity to fight against infection.
On Thursday, Cook County will reopen the Madison Clinic, and a third clinic will open in Des Plaines on Saturday.
Well, the University of Chicago Medicine Ingalls Memorial Hospital is getting federal assistance to help treat COVID-19 patients. The Pritzker administration says over two dozen physicians, pharmacists, nurses, paramedics, and other specialists are on the way. The federal team will be available for 2 weeks to help reduce the strain on the region's hospitals. The governor's office says more than 600 people a day are being admitted to Illinois hospitals statewide for COVID-19.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot will be in Washington, D.C. from this evening until Friday for a mayor's meeting. She talked about that in her first meeting with reporters since contracting COVID-19.
Speaking at an event at Rainbow Beach Park, Mayor Lightfoot was clearly following safety protocols, keeping her face mask on at the podium when she usually takes it off. But she says she's feeling fine.
My symptoms were relatively mild. Kind of felt like a bad cold. Luckily, I recovered pretty quickly. And, of course, I was in consultation with my doctor.
The mayor was heading to Washington, D.C. for a big meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and reporters asked why she felt the need to go since she's just getting over COVID.
Well, I have been in constant consultation with Dr. Arwady, and one of the questions we talked about is whether it was prudent or not. She's given me the clearance, so I feel very comfortable about going.
She's referring to City Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the city of Chicago has promised a decision on a permit for a relocated metal recycling operation to the southeast side by the end of the month. Today, activists delivered a letter to the Department of Public Health demanding it be denied that permit.
Dr. James Bloyd, a professor at the UIC School of Public Health, joined activists outside the Department of Public Health offices in the Loop, saying the public health community stands with those fighting what he called a textbook case of environmental racism.
I repeat what many hundreds of health professionals, researchers, students, academics, and organizations have written in multiple public letters to Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Public Health Commissioner Allison Arwady: deny the permit.
The parent company of what was General Iron when the metal recycler was operating in Lincoln Park has noted $80 million in upgrades at the new location and says it has met all requirements. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.